Now, I wonder if you'd agree with me when I say this. It's very easy for people to get the wrong end of the stick about things, isn't it? You know what I mean? To look at something and come up with completely the wrong conclusion. I remember a number of years ago, I went to the National Museum of Scotland in Edinburgh with my daughter, and we were walking through a gallery, and there was a man in front of us with a wee kiddie, about five or six, and the kiddie stopped by this exhibit, and he said, "Look, Dad, a dinosaur." And Dad said, "It's nae a dinosaur, it's an elephant's head." And Laura and I turned away and cracked up laughing, because the elephant's head had a long snout and a single horn in the middle, which by our reckoning was probably a rhinoceros. But it's possible just for people to get completely the wrong end of the stick looking at the same thing. And we think that's quite funny, don't we, that story and so on. I chuckle about it when I remember it. But, you know, if you don't know which bottle in the medicine cabinet contains aspirin and which contains the dishwasher tablets, and you shouldn't really keep dishwasher tablets in the medicine cabinet, but sometimes we do, that could be a bit more serious. And if you don't know which is the fire exit in a smoke-filled building, that could be very serious. And to be confused about who Jesus is so serious that it can mess up your whole life, and the consequences can reach beyond this life. We're going through Luke's Gospel, as you know, and we come to this section, Luke 9, 18 to 27. And in many Bibles, this is headed Peter's Confession of Christ, or words to that effect. And certainly the section, Luke 9, 18 to 27, contains Peter's Confession of Christ, but it also contains a lot more, and it packs a fair punch at the end, as you will see. Now, you will have guessed from the introduction that the first thing that we come to, if we could have the next slide, Ian, please, is confusion. And there was a massive amount of confusion about who Jesus was. So let's just read this. This is Luke 9, 18, 19 from the NIV. Once when Jesus was praying in private and his disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago has come back to life." There was a lot of confusion amongst the people of Jesus' day as to who he was. First up, John the Baptist. John the Baptist? John the Baptist was dead by this time. His head had been cut off by the order of Herod the king. And Jesus certainly did not walk about with his head under his arm when he was preaching and teaching, so he's definitely not John the Baptist. Where does that crazy idea come from? Well, it seemed like it came from Herod the king himself. As if you look at Mark chapter 6, which is an account of the execution of John the Baptist, when Herod heard about Jesus, he said, "It's John, whom I beheaded. He's come back from the dead." A crazy thing to say, really. It seems that Herod was haunted by the ghost of John the Baptist, like Macbeth by Banquo. So no, we can ditch that one, John the Baptist. Others say Elijah. Well, this is a wee bit more thoughtful, because the last two verses of the prophecy of Malachi, last book in our Bibles — it wasn't the last book in the Jews' Old Testament — but the last two words of Malachi, or two verses of Malachi rather, describe the coming of Elijah. They say that Elijah would come at some point in the future to Malachi. And people took this to mean that Elijah, who had gone bodily to heaven, 2 Kings chapter 2, would come back again and would announce the arrival of the Messiah and herald in a golden age for the people of Israel. So that was a wee bit more thoughtful, but it was still wrong. Because Jesus had already said that, in fact, Elijah is a code name for John the Baptist. Okay, so that we can ditch that one as well. And then the rest were one of the prophets of long ago has come back to life. So it's just like, pick a prophet: Daniel, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Hosea, and on it goes. This is Jesus, one of the prophets, has come back from the dead. They were all wrong and all confused about who Jesus was. And what you will notice is that the people didn't seem to actually evaluate Jesus for who he was. They didn't look at his teaching. They didn't look at the qualities of his life. They didn't listen to his ministry and ask the question, could he possibly be the Messiah? It was all like random stuff, John the Baptist, Elijah, and so on. So there was confusion at the beginning.